that Alan has a history with Qantas in his previous life. Alan was a very contentious privatisation of an Australian icon asset. Alan didn't take any position that I heard about against this sale, and my friend here, Mark, was the financial advisor on the deal who stood to make tens of millions of dollars in success fees if the deal went through. And I'm just curious as to whether there were any discussions between our second largest shareholder and Alan.
So you think it would be a fair statement to say that he railed against the privatisation of Qantas?